This I believe. Emory S. Bogardus has been a professor of sociology at the University of Southern California for 42 years. He is editor of the publication Sociology and Social Research. The author of several works on social psychology, he has traveled widely through four continents. Here now is Emory S. Bogardus.
Because of having been born and reared on a farm, I early learned to believe in the importance of keeping one's feet on the ground, for in so doing, I was able to strive toward ideals without losing balance and a sense of the fitness of things. I noticed the quiet confidence that my parents possessed because they could keep their feet on a patch of ground that they could call their own. I observed the deeper benefits of ownership, such as stability of character, personal responsibility, and a degree of security. As boys and girls, we wrote in one another's autograph albums. The pastor of our country church wrote in mine as follows, "Keep to the right and keep moving." I pondered over those seven words a great deal, accepted them, and today they are a part of my basic beliefs, keep to the right and keep moving. Because of the opportunity given me as a boy to earn and save a little money, I became a believer in individual self-help. I learned to try every possible means of self-help before turning to others. Self-help gave me a confidence in self and, more important, an abhorrence of striving to get something for nothing. Because of the barn-raising bees in which I participated, I developed a belief in group self-help. The farmers came joyously from far and near and by group action raised the structure of a lofty barn. Their wives and daughters came gladly and cooked for and fed 100 hungry mouths and more. The children came willingly and played together or watched wide-eyed when the leader shouted, "Ready, boys, heave." And by mutual action, the men hoisted mighty timbers into place in mid-air, and how the men could heave when they all heaved together. Because I once hauled loads of gravel from a gravel pit, a common way of paying taxes in those days, to public roads that needed to be improved, I acquired a belief in taking an interest in government affairs. There was no grumbling about doing this work, for all could see how a large part of the service was being returned in local community benefits. There was no tax dodging, for everyone could understand that to cheat the government was to cheat one's community, one's neighbors, and one's self. Because I worked regularly for several seasons as a member of a threshing crew composed in large part of immigrants from several countries, I learned to believe in human nature on a widespread scale. Some of these fellow workers could not speak English except brokenly. Some could not read. Some wore heavily patched clothes, but all were honest, all were horses for work, all were trustworthy, and some even light-hearted, despite obvious obstacles. At rest periods, they related boyhood experiences in this or that old world country. On Sundays, a number of them, although they had different religious connections, came to the plain wooden church with a high steeple and worshiped the same God with prayers, each in his own language. They stimulated in me a belief in mankind, because as individuals, they had come from what to me were the ends of the earth. They furthered my belief in a divinity that shapes our ends, rough-hew them how we will. No other beliefs which have been developed in subsequent years have marred or dimmed those which boyhood experiences made real and dynamic.
Those were the beliefs of Emory S. Bogardus, sociologist of the University of Southern California.